Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
I wanna go on deeper and deeper. to my awesome God. Oh, I wanna go on deeper and deeper. I wanna get deeper into God. I wanna love the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. Ooh, I wanna love the Lord even more, deeper into my awesome God. Give your life to Christ. It may be your last chance to save your soul from hell and eternal death. If you die now in your sins, you cannot blame anyone. You will go straight to hell, cry for all eternity, because you said no to Jesus when you could have said yes. Why are you so slow to take the step of faith? Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. Died for your sins. He came to die for you. Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. Don't wait to cry in hell. Don't die in your sins. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. It may be your last chance to save your soul from hell and eternal death. If you die now in your sins, you cannot blame anyone. You will go straight to hell and cry for all eternity. Because you said no to Jesus when you could have said yes. Why are you so slow to take the step of faith? Give your life to Christ and live for Jesus now. He came to save the world. He paid the price for you. Your life to Christ and live for Jesus now. Don't wait to cry in hell. Don't die in your sins. Give your life to Christ. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Give your life to And he paid the price for you. Yes, you give your life to Christ and live for Jesus now. No need to cry in hell. Don't die in your sins. Give your life to Christ. Live for Jesus now. He came to save the world. He paid the price for you. Give your life to Christ and live for Jesus.
Honeymoon, I Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. As we continued on the honeymoon, I kept thinking that I was dreaming. Now my beloved was my possession, yeah. And I was his possession too. Yeah, it felt strange that we were together. Now I had such amazing her. I had had the longest kiss of my life. Sorry, I can't tell you anymore. Honeymoon, honeymoon, whoa. I want the honeymoon to go on. Honeymoon to go on and on, on and on, on and on, and on, and on. Oh God, I want things to be nice forever. Oh Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah. To come to an end. We had no arguments at all. I said yes to everything and sorry too. I wish that we had spent some more money to make the honeymoon last a little longer. Don't forget to have a good honeymoon. When it is your turn for love, honeymoon, honeymoon. Whoa, whoa, ooh, ooh. I want the honeymoon to go on. Honeymoon to go on and on, on and on, on and on, and on, and on. Oh God, I want things to be nice forever. Oh Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit. I want the honeymoon to go on. I want the honeymoon to go on and on, on and on, on and on, and on, and on. Oh God, I want things to be nice forever. Oh Jesus, please help me. I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit.
after the kiss.
Oh,
Savior, Jesus my teacher. Ooh. Jesus my Savior, Jesus my shepherd. Oh, 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 oh. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving. Jesus my Savior, thanks for choosing me. When you found me, Lord, I was far, so far, so far away. When you reached out to save me, I couldn't believe you wanted me with you. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. When you put your eyes on me, Lord, you never took them off again. You were determined to reach me, Lord. You sent your very best man to talk to me, to rescue me and to reach out to me. Oh yeah. Nothing could hold you back, my Lord. You did everything to reach me. Jesus, my teacher. Ooh, Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching, thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me.
Thank you.
you for reaching me. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for choosing me. You reached me in my little corner. But you reached out to me, oh Lord, and you said, come my little darling, oh come closer to me, thanks for reaching me. You held me oh so tight. Thank you for reaching me. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for reaching me. Oh, will you put your eyes on?
Father, thank you for this few minutes. We are in your presence. We give you thanks. We ask you to speak to our hearts. And we are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. Right. Today I'm not really going to preach, just share a few thoughts. And I believe that we'll be blessed. My subject is, how can I say thanks? Yes, how can I say thanks? Amen. Why would you be asking such a question? How can I say thanks? Galatians chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 4 tells us what Jesus did for us, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus has done great things for us. What has he done? He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. This is something that Jesus has done for us. He's given himself for us. That's why we are asking the question, how can I say thanks to him? Amen.
Amen.
Titus chapter 2, verse 11. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. who gave himself for us. He gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Here again, you notice the phrase, who gave himself for us. He didn't give money. He didn't send somebody. But he gave himself for us. And that's what he did. So your thank you must be commensurate with the thing that has been done to you and for you. Your life or your way of saying thank you must match the gift that has been given to you. And he gave himself for us. So how can you say thanks to God? To me, I don't know what you think. We can do maths, logic, any formula you want to come up with, but I don't think anything less than giving yourself to Jesus will be adequate to say thanks to him. One day I was at a mortuary and I saw somebody being dragged in, somebody I knew. And at that point, almost every verse in Ecclesiastes flashed before my eyes about the vanity and worthlessness of our lives. And in that moment, I thought that if the vanity, worthlessness of human beings and the vanity of life is so described so well, so true, after 5,000 years of being in existence, it's so accurate, predicting when we wake up, it says this and it's true on earth, then heaven must be also very true. Because all the things which he has spoken about on earth are true. So it means that the ones coming must be also very true. And that day at the mortuary, I said, no. The Bible is some way. Really, really some way. Too true that it's bad. Bad. Almost off color. That it is too accurate. So I want to encourage everybody to really believe when I say that. How can I say thanks? There is no other way to say thank you. I can give you the answer from the beginning, although it will take some time to get to the answer. I can give you the answer at the beginning. You tell me how to say thanks if somebody gives you his life. Your thank you must match whatever is done for you. Colossians 3:15. It says in Colossians 3:15, let's start from 14 because it gives a good background. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. If you want to be perfect, it's going to be about love. It's the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body. Anything that doesn't give you peace is not part of your calling. Amen. You are called to a peaceful state. Amen. You are called to a peaceful state. So when something is agitating, it's not part of your calling. Yeah. And be ye thankful. And be ye thankful. Being thankful is a very important attitude that a person must have. And what people don't realize is that that attitude of being thankful is your only hope of a defense from being filled with demons. Wow. Yes. Anybody who is not thankful through and through becomes filled with devils. You can write it down, and if I don't even prove it to you tonight, because I told you I'm not preaching, I'm just sharing with you scriptures. If you don't know it, take it as your personal homework and look through the Bible. Once you are not thankful, you become filled with devils. Yes. That's how people get filled with devils. They are not thankful. Amen. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Giving thanks. Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Giving thanks. So critical for Christians. When you don't remember to say thank you, and when you don't not just say thank you as a formality, but have it in your heart to be thankful, you become filled with evil spirits. You don't remember anything. Remember that one. And you live your life in a demonized way. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You know, when you don't understand the will of the Lord, and it is told you do this, you stop after a few times of doing it, because you don't understand why it is important. But when you begin to understand why you should be thankful, that the opposite of being thankful is the arrival of devils, then you will always want to be thankful. Yes. And when he said, be ye thankful, he didn't say thank you. Be ye thankful is different from saying thank you. You can say thank you and not be thankful. Thankful is to a maintained state of gratitude and thankfulness. And be ye thankful. It's the state that you have to be in. And that's why we ask people, are you happy? Yeah. When people marry and they are always moody, you come, then there's a mood, you don't know what is wrong, what have you done wrong, what is the, whatever. That is not thankfulness. Because it's like, I mean, why are we sad? What's the sadness about? What's the unhappiness about? What is wrong? Oh. Yes. That's not being thankful. It's not being happy. A thankful person will be singing. So, be ye thankful. When you are grumpy with a face, you are not thankful. A whole lot of Christians have faces. Yes. It's true. I told you that I wasn't preaching. A whole lot of people have faces. Faces that don't change. Faces that are prematurely crystallized and mummified in a state of unthankfulness. So be not unwise. Wherein is be not unwise, but understand the will of the Lord. And be not drunk with wine. We don't need wine. Wherein is excess. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. giving thanks always. Wow. Giving thanks always. For all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. So thanking God for everything will change everything in your life. And I'm saying this, and I'm speaking to Christians, born-again Christians, because many born-again Christians have followed in the ways of the Israelites who were not thank you. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, you see about 15 moral blemishes that are going to descend upon the human race in the last day. It says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And you notice you love but yourself. Covetous, which is lovers of money. In other versions, it's not in the King James, it's covetous, but in an American NIV and the others, it is not covetous. It is lovers of self, lovers of money. So there's a lot of love in the wrong direction in the last days. A lot of love in the wrong direction. Lovers of themselves and lovers of money. Boastful. Arrogant. Back to my King James kindly, please. King James. Arrogant. All right? Proud. Blasphemers. People don't fear to speak big things against God. But when they are begging, like with all wicked people, in all films, you see when the person has been caught, he'll be begging, begging, explaining, it's not true, this, that. But when they were doing it, blasphemous. And films depict realities. The films are not out of imagination. In most films, you might as well call it documentary. Yes. And you see, if you've never... one time I met a spy, and he told me that when I watch a film, all the things I see in the film have their technology that has been there for maybe 5 years or 6 years, and that's why it's come in the film, because it's well, and they've even moved on. So anything you see... so. You see James Bond jumping out of a plane. Oh, they are real things. You'd be surprised. Yes. Today, it doesn't look so fantastic. A car driving straight into the water. You think it's not there? Come on. Come on. Blasphemous. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unthankful. There it is. The attitude of unthankfulness. And you see, I mean, I live in Ghana, so I can see the people in Ghana don't know what is in just in Togo. Just in Togo, you don't know. If you know what is there, you will know that Ghana is not a small country. Yes. It's ranked either number one or number two in sub-Saharan Africa. Wow. Yes. As a place, a destination, a place to live, a place where people want to come to. Yes. Huh? Yes. 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 You may not know. You may not know. So, just for your information. But only that generally in the world, there's a general attitude of unthankfulness. And if you learn it as a culture, depending on who your friend is and how you speak, you always speak negatively. Yes. You never know what you have. Yeah. I don't know which crusade I went to, but I remember one crusade. We got here in the night. I think I don't know, from one of the countries along the West Coast. When we landed in Accra. And I saw the planes. I think the airport we are taking off, we were the only plane in the airport. And when we took off, the airport was empty. And the airport was like a house. I don't know which country it was. When we arrived, and I saw several planes with flashing lights, I said, this is New York. Yes, we should be thankful. Now, are you there? So, it's very important that you are thankful for whatever the Lord does for you. Now, when you are not thankful, you become filled with demons along the journey. Numbers 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. Amen. Wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are not thankful, you become filled with evil spirits. They said, we are, God wants to kill us in this wilderness. Which, when you think through the whole picture, again, yes, there were death threats in the wilderness. There was death. But now they were saying that God has brought them to kill them there, which is not true. Yes, people had died in the wilderness. But now what they were saying was turning the whole thing around. So the Lord has brought us to kill us here. Then they were not happy. They murmured against Moses and against Aaron. They were not happy with the leaders. Instead of thanking God for Moses' life, instead of thanking God for Moses' life, what a man of God. They were now filled with evil spirits and now were murmuring against Moses in particular and then his assistant, Aaron. They murmured against them. And then they said, the Lord has brought us to this land to fall by the sword. So we are going to die. And our children and our wives are going to perish. Our families. Moses, you are against the family. Are you there? I hope you are listening to me. Amen. Amen. Now, Numbers chapter 11. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts. of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because of the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And a mixed multitude that was among them fell a lasting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. And the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. We don't have vegetables. We don't have a place to buy vegetables. And now our soul is dried away. And you see, there's a way of talking. It's very painful to hear. You know, and you must get used to this. When you hear that tone of voice and this type of comments, you must immediately know this is one of them. Our soul is dried away. We remember the fish. It's all in the Bible. When you are not thankful, you get filled with evil spirits. You can write it down. And I want to show you the evil spirits that are here. Our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed. Verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families. I don't know if you can imagine how Moses felt as he was leading these people. It's somewhere to be with people who are somewhere. And Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. And Moses was also displeased. And Moses said to the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all these people on me? Have I conceived these people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father buried the suckling child? Where should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me. Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear these people. So how can I say thanks? By being thankful and maintaining for your own safety an attitude of thankfulness for everything. And in everything. Now, what are the evil spirits that came when the Israelites were not thankful? Spirits of death. They all died. And every agent of death appeared. Every one of them died through the agents of death that came to them through the evil spirits that replaced the Holy Spirit. Because when you are unthankful, you become the opposite. And whether it's mild, medium, severe, it becomes something else. Instead of saying, we thank God for Moses and we thank God for Aaron, it's like they murmured against Moses and against Aaron. So I tell you, if you are in a church where you are not thankful for the leader, thankful for the assistant, I would suggest strongly that you go to another church where you are thankful for the Moses who is there and thankful for the Aaron who is there. I would suggest strongly. Yes. Yes. Lest you be get filled with evil spirits, unless you are taken up by a spirit of death. So, tonight, all I am saying to you is, how can I say thanks? How am I supposed to say thanks? We are supposed to say thanks with our lives because God has done the maximum that he needs to do for us. There's nothing else that he needs to do for us. He has done everything. So, chapter 1, in my book here on how can I say thanks, says, people say thanks by repaying good with evil. That's chapter 1. Chapter 2, I'm just reading, I didn't write this book yesterday or this week or in this season. Those who are in Botswana, I came to preach it there. Yeah. When, which year was this? 2013. Yeah. 2013. These are my 2013 notes. Yes. People say thanks, chapter 1, by repaying good with evil. Chapter 2, people say thanks by saying the wrong things, which mean I am ungrateful. Chapter 3, people say thanks by doing and saying nothing. Flat. No comment. Chapter 5. People say thanks by doing very little. Just get the book. I don't know what. Look, don't write on me, please. I don't like to looking at your forehead. Maybe this part is not so good, your hair. Number 6. Chapter 6. People say thanks by using appropriate words that are not accompanied by actions. Yes, that are not accompanied by actions that confirm those words. You can get the book when the book is released. People say thanks by their appropriate actions that are proportionate to the great things that have been done for them. And chapter 8, what makes a person thankful? Beautiful. So I went fishing for my notes and I came up with this. Yes, I have a lot of little messages. Very important message. Different ways of saying thank you. And it starts from the worst of all. The worst of all is people say thanks by repaying good with evil. Chapter 1. And under chapter 1, I have 7 examples. That's why I told you I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you what's in the chapters. Yes. Shall I start?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Beautiful. How can I say thanks? So I want us to just take this little message, you know, a message of being thankful. Yes. All things work together for good. And somehow, being grateful to God in all things. Yes. You know, those who are already married into it, you can't change it. You are stuck. It's your damnation and your doom. Sorry. Sorry for your life. But when you are connected to an unhappy... You know, once I read a book, the chapter, I think the heading, avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. These two. When a person is unhappy and unlucky, avoid them. It's this type of secular ideas. But it set me thinking. And they gave examples of unhappy and unlucky people. You need happiness. That's why when sometimes we can dance, we are waiting for church to reopen properly. If you don't like dancing, don't come back. Because it's going to be dancing throughout to drive away unhappiness and unluckiness. Yes. Yes, avoiding unhappy and unlucky. You must become a happy, thankful person. Yes, thankful. And I tell you, I don't want to swear, but I can tell you in the strongest tone of voice, in the strongest way possible, that as soon as you are not thoughtful and thankful of everything that God has done, you slide into demonic thoughts and demonic attitudes. Yes. That's all I've seen throughout my life and my ministry. I've seen it. When people are no more thankful. Initially, people are thankful. But as time goes by, people are not so thankful. Why? Because we are used to things. We are used to the best. We are used to everything. That's why we have what we call spoiled children. Everything is done for you. So you don't know, like, school fees are paid. It means something. You don't know many things that are done. You don't know what it is. So spoiled children. Yes. That's why a person who is not newly rich doesn't just give every money that he has to his children, because it doesn't make them grow up well. They don't grow step by step into the difficulties and the realities of life. You don't just give them everything. You let them go through. Sometimes you go to a person. My mother told me, nouveau riche. She used to point out, this is nouveau riche. I said, what is that? I said, oh, newly rich. She always told me, the queen doesn't behave like this. My mother always told me how the queen behaves and the king behaves. Wow. She said, no, they don't do that. He said, the queen will not ride this car or do this or do that. It's a newly rich person. She gave me that term, nouveau riche. Yeah, newly rich. They behave differently. They'll give you see a child with his DSTV, this, everything, the room, Ferraris, driving. I mean, something special, wonderful. It's like they love their children, and it's like they're trying to really bless the child and use the money they have to really love the child, but that ends up also spoiling the child. It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's like it turns the other way around. It's amazing. So often you find that people, by loving their children in the way they know how, they can give anything they can give, ends up destroying their children. And the children that grow up in a humble, normal way end up, you know, more thankful. They're thankful for things. Yes. So as soon as you are not thankful, the spirits are just coming. It's a big door that is open. And then the spirits are coming. If you're a pastor, you're not thankful. You're not thankful for the church. You're always disgruntled. You see that you start murmuring. You turn against the senior pastor. You turn against the assistant pastor. You turn against the church. You find something wrong with the fish. Something wrong with this. Something wrong with everything that even outsiders look upon as a miracle. We are here, we hear of manna coming from heaven. We say, wow, when we take communion, we are remembering the manna. But when they were eating the manna, they were cursing Moses. Remember the fish, the cucumber, the melon, the leeks, the onions. There's no onion to make our stew. Garlic. We see it as a miracle when we read it. They saw it as a curse. The same things. It's because of being spoiled children. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, let us grow up being thankful. Yes. How can you say thanks? People say thanks by repaying good with evil. May that never be your story. To say thank you by doing something bad to someone who has done something good for you in your life. He said, yeah, he's done something good, but do I have to say, one pastor, you know, he said, do we have to say thank you all our life? Yeah, do we have to say thank you all our lives? But let me ask you something. What my mother did for me, my mother is over 80 years old. What my mother did for me, is it not having an effect on me today? Is it not having an effect on me today at my age? Should I say that I finished saying thank you to her when I was 15 years old? Is that when I will stop saying thank you? You never stop saying thank you, and you never stop being grateful for certain things. You cannot graduate out of thankfulness. to a father or a pastor or somebody who has done something good for you. Then practice it in your own house and see with your own child. As I'm standing here, I'm quoting what my mother told me. And I'm speaking the English which my father made me go to school to learn. And I'm speaking with a background of being a doctor which my father insisted I should go to medical school. And which my father paid school fees, which was more than when I started working. That's the background on which I'm standing before I'm talking. Will I ever get to the place where I'll not be grateful to my father or to my mother? Come on, let's grow up. Let's see when you finish saying thank you. He said to me, do I have to say thank you? I've worked in the church for 5 years. Do I have to say thank you to you forever? This is what he said. Do I have to say thank you to you forever? So you see, then the evil spirits start to come. And you see, in the end, you become poor. In the end, you become sick. In the end, you are overthrown in the wilderness. In the end, you are dying. And you see that an evil power has entered your life and has taken over your whole life. Because you are not thankful. You are not thankful only to a rich father. You are not only thankful to a rich father. Money is not the only thing that you can have. There are many things that are worth more than money. If you like, come and see me after church and let's buy happiness. Let's buy happiness. Bring money. We'll do collection and go and buy happiness. And we'll see. I say, when we finish, let's do collection and I will go with you to buy happiness. To happiness and joy and peace and laughter. Come after church and let's put money together. And the song that Keziah was singing, I want a honeymoon to go. I want things to be nice forever. And let's see whether we can buy it. As people are sitting here saying, they are just, what you said, they are just encouraging.
Historical encouragement.
I want things to be nice forever. Go and ask how many people have things that is nice forever. When it stopped being nice. Yeah. It's not only a rich man whom you are thankful to. It's not only someone whose things are obvious. Like he's giving you something obvious. Like he's obviously giving you a car. Or obviously giving you money. Then you say, oh, I'm very grateful to my father for. There are many things that are not money. Yes. Till you lose it, you never know. You know? You know, sometimes, I'll tell you something, you know. Sometimes people divorce, if you've met people. One time some years ago, I met a young girl. She was quarreling with her mother. Why? Because her mother and her father separated when she was, I think, small. And the mother, out of her bitterness, said, no, you take my name. So she put her name on her daughter's name. So her daughter didn't have her father's name. You see, but you see, an experienced person, look, this one day she will say she's looking for her father. Why? And surely the day came. She started to look for her father. And when she found that, this is my father's name. Why am I using my mother's name? I want my father's name. I was telling somebody, I said, your children will look for you. You wait, it's just a matter of time. Yes. Why? Something you can't buy with money. A father. Then it's like something in the air. What is it to have a father? Where is he? I have money. I have my school fees has been paid. My this is this. But what is a father? I want that person. You see them searching. I just want something that's called father. Not for anything, but I want something called father. We didn't know what it is. And you see them searching across the globe looking for that thing called father. But those who have it, they don't know what they have. Yes, they don't know what they have. Yes. Those who have all these books, they don't know what they have. True. See me after church, let's buy happiness together. Come, we'll sit down, we'll join our money together, and we'll go out. We'll go out and go and find happiness, laughter, joyfulness, singing. We'll go and look for it together. Me and you. We can even get a loan. And you see that it's not just a rich man you are to be thankful to. There's so much more than a rich man or riches that are given. Things that are dished out to you. Here is dollar. These drug dealers in Colombia, when they were on top, the richest man had $30 billion. What was the amount he had? $30 billion. He was worth $30 billion when he died. Yes. Richest man in the world. He dug many, many, many holes across the whole country and kept the money there. Underground. Up till today, people still stumble on places where they have kept the money. Unfortunately, when they dug out there, it's moldy. What you'll do? Yeah. Yes. Yes. After buying all the houses and houses and houses and apartments and high-rise skyscrapers and houses and houses all over the country, what you'll do next? They didn't know what to do with the money. It's too much. There is something more than money that you must be thankful for. If your father didn't pay, if my father was like your father, I would be so thankful. Don't even start. That's why I told you that story of somebody looking for his father or her father. So I want my father. I super imagine what his father. Yeah. I just want to call somebody daddy. So how can I say thanks? Not by repaying good with evil. Not by saying things which mean that you are ungrateful. And number three, not by doing and saying nothing. Mike Murdoch recently said he has come to find that silence and quietness is never neutral. It's never neutral. Is that not what he said? It's a quotation, right, from Mike Murdoch. Yeah. It's not neutral. Quietness and silence. He never finds it as a neutral thing. Your silence has a meaning. Your quietness has a meaning. And I will also join myself with Mike Murdoch to say to that, there is no silence, there is no quietness that is meaningless. Yes, it all has a meaning. Never trust quietness till you die. Never trust it. Anyone who is too quiet is too quiet. It's not neutral. Will never be neutral. Are you okay? Why is everything all right? What's that? Charlie, why? There's something wrong. Saying and doing nothing. People say thanks by inappropriate actions. It's a whole chapter. And people say thanks by doing something small. Lord, I'll visit the church on Sundays just to please you. But actually, I was watching my season 8, season 3, episode 16. So I'll just take some 2 hours to come to church. And after that, I'm going right back into my seasons. That one, I also just come for the preaching. People say thanks by using the right words. On behalf of everybody, I want to say thank you for this opportunity. And I want to thank you for the time that you have had. And I want to thank nice words, and actions which contradict your words. Actions which are not as much as your thanks. We do that in church all the time. You see us lifting up our hand and say, "Huh, Jolene, what song? Huh? Here we are. Only your hands, but not my life." We've come to say thanks. It is not matching what he gave his life, and we are giving our hands in the evening. And then what again? Thanks. All you do. Okay. As we pray, worship your holy name. You are here, dwelling within our praise. You don't even know what you are saying, but dwelling within our praise. And people say thanks by appropriate actions that are proportionate to the great things that have been done for them. Life for life. Very good. Fire for fire. Life for life. Love for love. Commitment for commitment. Beautiful. That's how to say thank you. And I know that the Lord will have me to tell you, there's nothing you can do that will ever be able to say thank you. But anything less than your whole life for Him is just not enough. Yeah, He wants all of you. So make it your life's passion to say thank you to God for all that He has done for you by loving Him back. You know, the other day I was talking to somebody who somebody loves her, and I realized that she didn't love him back. So I said, no. That thing is something, oh. You love somebody and the person doesn't love you. So I said, look, maybe you should just cool off. Forget about it. Lest you go with your big love like this. And when you go with your big love, you get a what? Karate. In your teeth. And your teeth come off. And it's broken in pieces. And you have to go for operations to be removing it in pieces, because part are stuck in the bones and the dentist is not able to remove all. And you got it out of what? Love. You were going with energy, but the person wasn't corresponding. The person was giving you karate. Wow. Don't let's make a fool of God. You know, sometimes when I look at Jesus dying on the cross, I feel, is it not too much? Is it not too much? Charlie, he's loved us all. We have made a fool of like him look like. It's like he's too passionate. From now, any brother who loves a sister too much and she's not responding, it reminds me of Jesus. Jesus loving us. So I will stop it. I will break into that thing. You let me see you. The brother loves and the sister is playing this type of, whatever. I'll break into it. And I say, Charlie, brother, don't waste your time on this one. Let her go. Find something that will respond. The love is too much for you. You can't handle it. One day I told a brother whose heart was broken. His heart was broken because he loved somebody and she didn't love him. I told him, don't worry. God is going to give you a nice beloved. I'm sure he's watching me now. I told God is going to give you a nice beloved. God has given him a very nice beloved. When he tells me, the communication, the excitement, the joy. She's happy to hear of him and to see him. Always happy. What are you talking about? Not this type of flat like a violin which is distuned. This tune violin. We are talking of excitement and appropriate action and reaction are equal and opposite. It's a Newton's law. That's what has happened to Jesus. He's come with some huge love, dying for us and all that. And then we are looking at him, like, why are you dying? It's not necessary to die. It's not necessary to die. Why do you want to die for us? What is wrong with you? We are from Ashanti region. We are from Agas. We don't need anybody to die for us. What is it about? It's too much. Take your time. Jesus, take your time. I think we should all together agree that if we see any brother who looks too much in love or passionate, and the sister is giving a very cool response, what are we going to do? We'll break into it and say, no, break and go. Break and go. The love is too much. Yeah. We want equal and opposite. This type of, I love you. Me too. Do you love me? Yeah. I don't mind. I think so. Or say, I love you. Do you love me? Then your answer is, what is love? Your question is, what is love? Like, what is love? I'm not there yet. Where love means, do you love me? I love you. Where love means? What do you mean? So, okay, number one, if I miss you, if it is, okay, then I love you, if that's what it means. Like when we go through the 4 points, when you go through 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, I love you. Wow. That's a blessing. Do you love me? I love you, so that's a blessing. I love you, it's a blessing. Your response is, it's a blessing. As if you are a priest who is releasing blessings. Mercy. How can I say thanks to Jesus? Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Thanks for sending your best man to come and follow me up, to pray for me, to pray for my school, to come to my school, to talk to me. Thanks for reaching me. Thanks. Thank you. You never gave up. When I was slipping out of your hand, you held me tight. Ooh. What love. From today, I tell you, it's my personal pledge to break relationships that are unequal. Yes, I'm taking as a revenge for Jesus. Yes. What has happened to Jesus? Yes, I'll break into it. You let me see. Don't, if I smell a slight, whatever. That will be it. Yes. I'll break the chains. Thanks for reaching me, Lord. Thanks for saving. Yes. I'll be passionate all my life long. I'll be loving. I'll be excited all my days. I'll say thank you with my life. You know, when Keith Green died, his music became so precious. And I remember listening to a song one day. He said, I wrote a song to Jesus. And I didn't know where to post it. So I put it in my Bible. And you know the song, Lord, you're beautiful. How does it go? Your face
is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
That's a song he wrote. He said, I didn't know where to post the letter to God. So I put it in my Bible. Beautiful. Don't you like it when somebody loves God a little with some feeling? The way he seemed to love us and the way he seemed to like us, to save us from devils. Oh, what a blessing it is. Anytime I find somebody who is a little passionate about God, it's exciting to me. It's nice to me. You know, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. So my prayer for you is that your life will be spent saying thank you. Yes. Thanks for reaching me. Thanks for saving. Thanks for doing something for me. May I never have this lukewarm feeling, less type of neutral thank yous. That you never always have to ask, do you love? What is love? Do you, what is it? Do you mean I miss you and this and that? Okay. Then it is. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Ah. What a blessing. Stand to your feet. Lord, you're beautiful.
Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
How can I say thanks?
Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace.
Beautiful, lift your hands and sing it out.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child,
Shimo Bari Mumasendel Beguru Mandel Beguru Mandel Beguru Mandel Beguru. Parigotas perigolema shendelema perirolema maradole de bekele sulabendes. Thank you, Jesus. Aligo baruma dilema golondes perigli glima gongon get benze medjune de remande le mare. Mandelure terrige teregunde gregemande semento le mandere le bede velele. Andego perge sopregale de meshibala matabani. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us in giving yourself for us. We thank you. How else can we say thank you? Show us the way to say thank you with our lives. You gave yourself for us. May we never be filled with the evil spirits that follow the unthankful and the ungrateful. Thank you. Thank you for Moses, Lord. Thank you for Aaron. Thank you for the manna. Thank you for the wilderness. Thank you for the journey. Thank you for saving us out of Egypt. Thank you for bringing us through the Red Sea. Thank you for bringing us through the wilderness to this place. We are grateful. If we never even see the promised land, we never step foot there, we are thankful that you delivered us out of Egypt, Lord. Thank you for your great grace that has appeared to us. We lift our hands as a church and we say, carry us into the next phase and the next dimension of your glory. You are beautiful, Lord. We are thankful that we are even near you or around somewhere in the vicinity. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Kawani shakama sando kazeta. We come kayando la hakapa kada taya baka suka bashana la baka tokaya kala koda keka makayando karama shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. May we say thanks, the little ones, small ones, all of us, all of our lives, all of our lives, saying thanks. All of our days, saying thanks. All of our years, saying thanks. Thank you. May the days ahead show to you, Lord, greater gratefulness than we have ever shown all the days that we have lived up till now. We thank you for this answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.